Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Getting ahead is challenging in life because we have to do things, have to learn information, and have to prepare ourselves to achieve what we know or think that we can. Getting ahead takes a lot of effort, and even though it takes a lot of effort, it can be done. And see, once we notice how it can be done, now we have to identify on what ahead actually looks like to us. What's going on, everybody? If this is your first time here, welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge. Before we begin on talking about the topic of getting ahead in life, make sure you hit that subscribe button, make sure you like, and leave a comment that engage with the conversation as the conversation is going on. We're talking about on how getting ahead is possible to achieve, and we just have to know how to get ahead for ourselves. So first thing first, getting ahead is really learning new information, changing old habits to new habits, and being patient with yourself. So in order to get ahead, we have to change a bad habit and replace it with a good one. So the topic today is getting ahead. Getting ahead. Getting ahead. So in life, we have different lessons that we go through. We have different information that we learn. We have different habits that we have built over time. And in life, the habits that we have for ourselves today matters, because if it's not helping us, it's not helping us progress in life, it's really stopping our growth. And it's stopping our growth because we are not learning the correct information. And see, the reason why that's so important, the reason why getting ahead is so possible, is because learning information is key. And learning new information is even more important, because you have to learn something new that will help you change over time. In order to change over time, you have to have a goal and something that you would like to pursue. And what made me actually think about this is that I was talking to my brother today. And as we was talking, he was just telling me everything that he has accomplished. I was telling him everything that I accomplished. And we just having a good catch up conversation, and we were just talking and just hearing one another journey, one another experience, and one another success. Okay, in order to get success, you have to do something differently, right? So as I'm talking to my brother, now he's in a leadership position. I should have asked about if he okay with me sharing this. Furthermore, he's in a different position. He's in a different role. He's in a different environment because he became different. He got ahead. In life, getting ahead, it takes someone to see our potential in ourselves, and even longer for us to believe the potential that we have for ourselves. And see, the reason why that's so important is because that matters. Your potential matters a lot, because it shows that you are capable, that you believe, that you see that you can get ahead, that you see that you can be different, that you see that you can build a new habit. And so as I was talking to him, it really just made me like really pay attention. Like you really are changing. You really are growing. You really are developing. Not only you, I'm growing, changing, developing myself as well. And everyone that surrounds you, everyone that you come encounter with, they're growing. Sometimes the people around you are growing and everyone grows at their own pace. And in order to get ahead in life, excuse me, in order to get ahead in life, we have to have a direction that we would like to go. We have to have a goal that we would like to pursue. We have to have something that we would like to accomplish for ourselves. So today, it was kind of hard for me to go live because I didn't really feel like going live. So then I'm like, you feel like not going live, so you're not going to go live? That doesn't make sense. And so I was in my head. And so as I'm breaking the bad habit, as I'm identifying the habit that I have to learn that it's going to be challenging as I continue to go along the journey. It's going to be overwhelming as I continue to show up. It's going to be days when I don't feel like showing up, but the days when I don't feel like showing up, I have to show up because I have to get ahead. Get ahead of who? I have to get ahead of myself. I have to get out of my head, get out of my doubts, and overcome everything that I'm thinking, overcome everything that I'm feeling, and recognize that there's a bigger meaning here. There's a bigger purpose here. There's a bigger goal here. Because the video that came, or the topic today, came from a conversation. It came from me listening to other different types of conversations, just knowing, like, in order to get ahead, you really have to be okay with breaking a habit that you have. So prior to a couple months ago, when I was creating videos, I wasn't consistent as I am today. I didn't do it every single day. I didn't do it every week. I didn't do it every month. It was very inconsistent because I didn't really have a goal or purpose that I was achieving or working towards. And so when I realized the bad habit that I have of me not being inconsistent, I had to first identify it. And in order to get ahead, first you have to identify where you would like to go. Identify, I'm just going to put identify where you would like to go, where you are going. I'm going to put are going. Identify where you are going because it shows that you have some type of direction. It shows that you have some plan. It shows that you are capable of accomplishing something that you put in your mind to. So when I wasn't consistent a couple of months ago with creating videos, I was learning more about what I wanted to do, what I wanted to speak about, and the topics that I would like to deliver. And so as I'm trying to learn this, I didn't do and continue to be consistent. I'm trying to figure out, how can I get ahead? What do I need to learn? And how often do I need to learn this something? And so it taught me that even though you are on your journey, on your growth development, you have to give yourself time to recognize that you're doing something right. In order to break a bad habit, the bad habit has to be identified. And then once it is identified, you have to have and replace the bad habit with a good habit. So how I replaced the inconsistency effort that I was doing with creating videos, making business, doing business, and really focused on growing what I'm doing, I have to identify that first I have to get consistent. If I get consistent, I can have and create something around my consistency. And as I'm consistent, I have to be okay with doing it every single day, even when I don't feel like it, even when I don't feel good, even when I have an injury. I've made videos in the last couple of weeks when I had an injury, when I had illness, when I wasn't feeling good. And the reason why this is so important, because I had direction. I want to get ahead. In order for me to get ahead, I have to break the bad habit of me being inconsistent and change that bad habit into a good habit, which becomes consistency. I can't be great if I'm not great within myself. Now it's teaching me more about getting ahead. Life is teaching me because I'm putting myself in the situation that's helping me grow and learn more about what I would like to do. This is so important. This is so special. This is so incredible because, excuse me, getting ahead starts with the mind. Getting ahead starts with the thought. Getting ahead starts with what and how we see ourselves. Good advice. I appreciate that, Cynthia. And it starts with what we see about ourselves. One thing about potential is that the people around us can see more of our own potential more than we can see our own. And it's not necessarily a problem, but it can become a problem because if others are seeing your potential, if your potential is in front of everybody, if everybody can see and realize the potential that you have, it stops a lot of people from walking in their potential because we don't see the potential that we have for ourselves. See, getting ahead is identifying what potential you have. Everyone is saying that you have this particular potential at speaking, so why not continue to speak? Everyone's saying that you have this potential at being a good communicator, so why not communicate even more? Everyone's saying that you have this potential at being a good content creator, so why not create more content? So oftentimes we doubt ourselves because our habits are bad and we don't recognize that our habits can be changed to become good. How can they become good? Why are they becoming good? They're becoming good because they are identifying your potential. Since everybody else sees something that you don't fully see or fully understand, since everybody sees something in me that I fully don't understand, how can I start learning about it? How can I really accept it? How can I really get ahead? See, getting ahead is only just a thought, and it's an action that comes from that. It's a price that has to be paid in order to get ahead. How can you change what you are doing that is a bad habit and change it to something great that becomes a great habit? See, the gym is a challenging thing. The gym is a challenging activity to go through. Reason being, because you have to really do it when you don't feel like it. You have to really do it. You have to really work out. You have to really push yourself. You have to really build the muscle in a way where you have to do it consistently. And so a couple of years ago when I started back working out, because when I was in high school, I was working out because I was playing football. And when I was playing football, that's the most I've ever worked out before. Not even when I was in the Marine Corps. When I was playing football, I worked out a lot. And then, I just thought about it. When I was in the Marine Corps in boot camp, that was the only time that I worked out for like 3 different months. It was like back to back. But it was very consistent for 3 months. So high school and the Marine Corps, I was able to work out a lot. I was able to work out and have a goal to work towards. One, because they told us to work out. You're going to be here at this time and we're going to do this exercise. We're going to run this long and we're going to do this exercise. We're going to have this goal. We're going to complete this exercise. So they told us to do it. A volunteer told us to do it. And it wasn't a decision that I can like be like, I don't want to do it because I don't feel like doing it. I had to do it. And so when I got out the Marine Corps, it wasn't the fact that I had to work out. I just stopped working out because I didn't feel like it. I didn't feel like it. Now I got a choice. Now I can make my own decisions. I don't feel like working out. I don't feel like getting up early in the morning, going outside in the cold and putting my body through pain. I don't feel like it, so I ain't gonna do it. And so when I was building this habit, I was building a habit that was already built in me, but I was going against my potential because it hurt too much. Because I didn't feel like it. Because I can make my own decisions. See, making your own decisions is so important because it's the decision that you make for yourself that matters the most. At the time, I didn't recognize this. I was building a bad habit because, one, I wasn't moving my body. It wasn't the fact that I didn't stay in shape. I didn't remain healthy. I just wasn't moving my body. Working out is just moving your body and keeping your body active. Either it be a walk, it be a run, it be lifting weights, it be moving, something that relates to you moving your body. Yes, there's particular ways to do it, but the action of moving your body matters the most. And so when I was building the bad habit of not working out for a year and some change, it was hard to break because I built it up for so long. I built this bad habit up for so long because when I got out of high school, when I got out of the Marine Corps, I didn't necessarily have to train because I didn't have nothing to work towards. I wasn't told you have to be here at this time and we're going to go work out. I wasn't told that. Because now I started to make my own decisions. I started to do what I wanted to do. And it's not bad to do what you would like to do. And it's realizing that what you're doing, you're building a habit. What is a habit? I want to look up the definition of what is a habit. Google is my friend. Google is my friend. And I'm going to look up the word habit. The definition of habit is... Definition of habit. And I'm going to share my screen and I'm going to read it. A settled or regular tendency or practice. A settled or regular practice. Especially one that is hard to give up. A habit is hard to give up. Especially when you've been doing a bad habit for so long. And the reason why habits are so hard to break, are so hard to change what you're doing, are so hard to adapt from, it's because of the practice that you've been doing and building over time. And so when you identify where you are at, you recognize the habit that you have. You recognize the habit that you would like to break. You recognize why you would like to break this habit. So when I recognized I wasn't working out as much as I used to when I played football and was in the Marine Corps, I had to find a reason for me to do it. I had to identify why I was doing and working out for myself, not for an organization, not for the next person, not for the Marine Corps. I needed to do it and find out for myself. And so when I was finding out for myself, I was identifying where I was at. I was identifying the habit that I had. Excuse me. I was identifying the habit that I had. And learning how to break it. And learning how to change it. And learning how to change this habit into a good one that will make me better in life. See, when you identify where you are going, this is the first step to getting ahead. Because many individuals struggle with identifying where they are at. How do you identify where you are at if the habits that you have never been shown to you in a way that doesn't show your potential? Excuse me. Your potential is something that's always in you. Your potential is something that's always in you. And it doesn't come out until you start doing the right things for yourself. It doesn't get shown unless you're doing it for yourself. It doesn't get displayed unless you understand what's getting displayed. And see, the reason behind it is because when you identify where you're going, now you have to identify the activity that you need to do for yourself. Reason being because the activity matters the most. How do you move your body if you don't go outside and walk? How do you move your body if you don't go outside and put and move your body? How do you move your body when you're in the house? How do you move your body when you're comfortable? How do you move your body when you don't even feel like it? See, now I start to ask myself different questions in a way that can help me grow in life, help me grow within myself, help me grow for something that I would like to work towards. There's something that I would like to work towards is really just keeping my body active. It's not even about being in top tier shape or having a well produced diet or anything. How can I stay active? And me staying active is going to help me get healthy over time because I can learn new information as I'm going. But first, I need to move my body. First thing first, I need to move my body. And as I'm moving my body, I have to know why I'm moving my body. So once you identify where you are going, you have to know why you're doing something. Learn the why. Learn the why. That's not a question mark. Learn the why. And the reason why I say learn the why is because there's a reason behind everything. There's a reason behind everything. And until we recognize what this reasoning is, we would never understand that we have potential because our potential is something behind the reasoning. It's something behind the reasoning because now we have to really identify what's the bad habit. What's the issue? What's my struggle? And so when I started back working out, I got active. I start moving my body. I didn't have no expensive equipment. I didn't have no expensive weights. I didn't have anything. Excuse me. I didn't have anything. I didn't even want to get a gym membership.
I didn't even want to get a gym membership because I didn't want to pay for something that I wasn't committed to. I didn't want to spend my money on something that I wasn't for sure of. So in order for me to get for sure, to start moving and to start being active, I had to use what I had. And by me using what I had, I was learning why I was using it. I was getting back in the groove. I was getting back in within myself. I was getting back to where I see more of my potential. And so when I was staying in California, I went running around the neighborhood. I went running around the neighborhood. And as I'm running around the neighborhood, I'm moving my body. So as I'm running around the neighborhood, I do another workout with push-ups on the ground, like push-ups on the ground. I'm moving my body. And as I'm moving my body, I have to really focus on something that's going to really help me focus on what I need to do. Help me focus how I would like to, and it will help me grow and get ahead in life. In order to get ahead in life, there's a barrier that we have to break down. There's a barrier that we have to destroy. There's a barrier that's stopping our growth. And see, the barrier that's stopping our growth is self-doubt. Okay. The barrier that's stopping our growth is lack of belief. The barrier that's stopping our growth is that we don't see our potential when we look ourselves in the mirror. How can you be great if great is never felt? And the reason why that's so important, because other people can see our potential. Our potential could be so great, could be so powerful, could be so inspiring that others are saying, hey, you got potential. You got potential in this. You just keep going. Your potential is not enough unless you're willing to act on it. You willing to act on it is showing and discovering what your why is. You're identifying the why. And when you identify and learn more about what it actually shows you, you're able to achieve more than you think. So when I started to break a habit of not working out, moving my body, I had to get in the habit of moving my body and practicing and building a new skill over time. So I had to get used to getting up every morning or getting up every night and going to work out and going to run and going to do some workouts that can get me in a better shape, that can get me in a better and help me build a better habit. So as I'm doing this, the goal was to just to get active, just to do things, no matter what you're doing. You don't have to have a strategy around it. I just need to start doing it. And so that's what I did. I started to have a habit that I can focus on every single day. Now, it was hard. It was challenging. And it was very rewarding because it taught me the more I move my body, the more I can get ahead. The more I can get ahead and really identify where I would like to go. Identify where I am and what I would like to go, what I would like to be, what I would like to do. And the reason behind it is because it's something that I want to pursue. Something next person pursuing is me, the person in the mirror, Terrell, that's pursuing this goal because it's helping me learn my potential. That's helping me identify my potential. See, your potential is something that's in you. It's not in you, it's on you. And just because it's on you, you can achieve it. You can become it. You can actually learn why. The reason behind the habits is the practice that you've been doing and focusing on for so long that you don't even recognize the practices and habits that you're building for yourself. How do you break your barriers? How do you find your potential? And how do you discover the path that you would like to focus on? You have to identify where you are at, and be honest with yourself and be truthful with yourself and recognize that where you are at is absolutely, absolutely okay, because you can grow from this. You can improve from this. You can do better from this. You can have your potential when you recognize where you are at. Where you are at is the beginning of the journey and the process, because the journey and the process is going to teach you why you're doing something right, or it's going to teach you why you're doing something wrong. or it's going to teach you that you are doing something right. And the reason behind that is because your why will push you even when you don't feel like it. The reason why you do it is because the habit that you built will push and encourage you to keep going even when you have some illness. The reason why you discovered your why is because your the purpose behind it is so much bigger than you could ever imagine. And see, in life, we have to understand that everyone has potential. And the day we start to see our own potential is the day that we start to get ahead. Getting ahead is very rewarding, very challenging, because it has to be something that's pursued every single day. So when I was in California and I was working out at home, I was working out and doing slight jogs around the house, slight jogs around the pool, slight jogs around the neighborhood, and doing push-ups and doing crunches and jumping the rope. I had to jump in my potential because my potential was waiting on me. And it's so incredible to recognize that I identified where I was at. And once I identify where I was at, now I start taking the action for me to change and build a better habit, for me to get better over time, for me to improve for myself. See, I became the top of mind because the top of mind was something I was seeing in the mirror every single day. Your potential is in you. Your potential is not on you because it's in you. And the reason why that's so important, because everyone has potential. Everyone has potential. Yet if we don't see the potential within ourselves, that means that we have no potential, because we don't have no belief to make this potential a reality. And the reason why that's empowering, because the why behind what you're doing is so important, because it helps you get up when you don't feel like it. It helps you move and continue to do it when you don't feel like it. Because you're not going to always feel good. I saw this video, this quote. It was like, motivation is not a theme. Some days you feel like doing it. Some days you don't feel like doing it. And when you understand that you have different feelings and emotions that you go through, your potential is something that's going to always be there. Your potential is something that's going to spark something in you. And it's so important to recognize that everyone has potential. And in order to get ahead, we have to identify the potential for ourselves. Why? Because if I don't see it, nothing's going to happen for me. If I don't recognize my bad habits is going to stay with me over time. If I don't understand my bad habits, if I'm not familiar with it, I can't change it to a good habit. And see, the reason why that's so important, the reason why learning the why is so critical, because it's critical in the way that it helps you develop and discover your potential. Your potential is in you. And just because it's in you, it shows that you're doing the right thing. It's demonstrating that you're doing the right thing. And I want to look up the word potential. I want to look up the word potential, because in order to get ahead, we have to understand what our potential actually is. And it is having or showing the capacity, to become or develop into something in the future. Something in the future. And as much as we would like to think that we know where we are going to go, what we are going to do, what we are going to become, the future is waiting on our potential to be discovered from the actions that we're taking today. From the habits that we're building, from the skills that we're growing, our potential gets developed from our efforts. And that's so incredible, so inspiring, so important, because your potential is inside you. And once I learned to stop hiding my potential, I start showing it every single day. I start speaking about it every single day. I start doing that work, doing the effort, doing the activities every single day. See, I knew I wanted more. See, I knew I wanted to do more. See, I know I could do more. I just had to identify what the more was for me. I had to be okay with recognizing that I can actually do more. I can do more because our potential is something that shows that you're doing the right thing. that demonstrates that you're doing the right thing. Our potential gets developed. The banking bag. Our potential gets developed from our efforts. And see, your effort matters, because if you not putting the effort in, that means that the other person just see your potential. The reason behind that is because if I'm putting the effort in, if I'm doing the work, if I'm doing the work that needs to be completed, I'm seeing the potential that I could possibly walk into. Because I'm the one that's doing the work. I'm the one that's putting myself out there. I'm the one that's doing the effort. Because it's going to be hard. And until I recognize that, identify what my potential was, and understanding that the potential or my potential was going to be challenging, I have to know and understand that in order for me to get ahead, I have to be okay with accepting the challenge. Life is challenging. And the moment that we accept the challenge, that's when we discover our potential. See, a diamond isn't made because of no pressure. When you make a diamond, you have to put pressure on this diamond for the diamond to be shining. Why? Because pressure brings out your potential. Pressure demonstrates your potential. Your pressure shows that you can come out a lot better. And the reason why that's so important, because when I started working out a couple weeks ago, when I started going live a couple weeks ago, every day consistently, I'm growing at a faster rate because I'm doing it every single day. Versus if I was going live Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then I take next week off, and then I go live again Monday, Wednesday, Friday, then I take next week off, and then come back the following week and do the same thing over and over and over again. And my potential is being discovered. Yet it's inconsistently being discovered. Because I'm building a habit that's not forcing me to do it every single day. I'm building a habit that's geared around a bad habit. I'm building a bad habit by me not being consistent. And so when I started to be live and really take it serious with everything that I wanted to do, I have to understand and know the reason behind it. Why do I want to go live? See, I want to go live because I know there's a meaning behind my message. There's a meaning behind my purpose. There's a meaning behind who I would like to help. You know, in order for me to help others, I have to be consistent with the work that I'm doing today. I have to be consistent and show up in a way when there's nobody on live, when there's nobody in the chat. I have to show up consistently in the way when I grow, people can see the work that I've already done, because I've been so much of a pro. I've been so consistent. I've been so great because I know what my potential is. I know what I'm chasing. I know what I can achieve. I know what I would like to achieve. The sky's the limit, yet when we put a, the sky's the limit, yet the only person that limited our success is the person in the mirror. Why is that important? Because in order for the sky to become the limit, we have to cut off the barriers and destroy what's stopping us from growing. And you start that from identifying your bad habit. Your bad habit stays with you because you got to think about how long you've been having this habit and how long this habit has been with you your entire life, right? So when I was playing football, that's the spirit. Ooh, that's deep. When I was playing football, I built that habit, or the team built that habit to work out. And yet, for me to get ahead while I was playing football, I had to do a little bit more work. I had to do a little bit more work by watching the film, studying the play, working out even more, running a lot more. I had to do the work. And see, when I was in high school, I had this good habit. And see, when I got grown and started making my own decisions, I stopped doing what I needed to do because my potential wasn't discovered. My potential wasn't discovered, and it caused me to build a bad habit. It caused me to build something that I wasn't necessarily comfortable with doing. See, the habit is always within you. Rather, it's a good habit. It's a bad habit. Your habit has always been within you. Prime example, when I was younger, when I was like a young kid, I'm seeing pictures now that I've never saw before or I probably saw before, I don't remember. But I'm seeing like old pictures of me when I was a little kid. And when me and my mom and my two brothers was like doing different things, like the different pictures that's coming about. I'm like, I didn't even know that was even there. I forgot all about that. And so as I'm seeing these pictures, ironically enough, what I was doing as a kid, what my mom was making us do as a kid, I'm still doing to this day. I'm still doing it to this day. Now I'm just more aware of what I'm doing. I'm more aware of it because she's not making me do it. She's not making me do it because she is my mama. And, you know, I'm going to do what she says do. But I'm doing it because of me. I'm doing it because of me. I remember when I was really young, maybe 3 to 4, elementary age, whatever elementary age was. And when I was that age, there was a news station there. There was a news station there, and I remember the picture because we took a picture with the news anchor. Fast forward, I'm making videos, or I'm creating news around personal development, marketing, and business. So it's been in me, but when I pull my potential out, now I see why it's in me. Now I see why I've been doing what I've been doing for so long. Your habit doesn't leave you. The habit that you have is not a new one. It never disappears. The habit is so much. The habit is so much of a. It's so attached to us. It's so. What is it? I don't want to say attached. Our habit is connected to us. We don't recognize the type of habit that we have. We don't recognize the type of habit that we have. I remember my first ever conference that I went to. It was a real estate conference. And when I went to this real estate conference, I was unfamiliar with the information that was there. I knew I wanted to learn more. I knew I wanted more, but to be in more information or be around others just learning new things, it became scary. I got a little scared. I got a little worried. Like, am I in the right place? Because when I was one of the youngest ones in there, and two, a lot of people didn't look like me. So what was I in the right place, or was I in a place that I was in the wrong place for? So now, as I'm in this room, as I'm in this conference, I have to be okay with being there. And so I got okay. I quickly got okay. I didn't doubt myself. When I saw my name on the lanyard at on the name tag, when I saw it, I said, "Oh, I'm in the right place." I said, "Oh yeah, I'm in the right place." Because I had to see my name right there. And the speaker or the person that was hosting the event, he asked, "So what does real estate mean to you? Or what does wealth mean to you?" I think real estate. "What does real estate mean to you?" And so when I got up and he was like, "Excuse me. If y'all want to answer, y'all can come get the mic and just answer the question like that." He was like, "So what does real estate mean to you?" And so I got the microphone and I spoke. And I said, real estate is like creating like passive income where you can make money from it and really be well off. I didn't say that verbatim. I said something online over that. But furthermore, I digress. So as I got the microphone and as I was speaking, once I got done, he replied back, "Hey, man, you a good speaker." He said, "How long you been doing that?" I said, "Man, I just be making videos at home, so I appreciate it though, but I just be making videos at home." See, at the time, the one that's hosting the event, he saw my potential. He saw my potential by the way I spoke and communicated to the masses or to the conference to in the event. And when he saw the potential, I wasn't ready to accept it. I wasn't ready to accept it because of I didn't see the potential. I didn't see my potential. See, oftentimes, It's the people that's around us that see more than we understand. And when we start to understand it, now we see what the potential actually is. And see, that's so important. That's so magical. That's so special. Because in order for you to recognize what your potential is, check me out now. In order for you to recognize what your potential is, you have to get around others who see and have been telling you something that you've been hearing your whole life. Your whole life, you've been hearing it. And just because you've been hearing it, it became a habit to ignore it. Why is it so important? Because when you learn why and you identify where you are going and where you are at and the habits that you have, you start to work with the habits rather than against them. Because you're working with them, because you're working with the habits not to show your potential. And in order to break that, in order to break the barriers and break something that you do not see, you have to be willing to accept that you have potential. You have to be willing to accept the potential that's in you, has always been in you, yet it gets shown and displayed in a different way, in a way that you are not familiar with. See, Kobe Bryant is my favorite player. My favorite basketball player, RIP to Kobe Bryant. And I saw a video of Kobe Bryant that said that when Kobe was playing basketball or during the summer league, he didn't make any shots. He missed all the shots during the summer league. And his dad, Kobe Bryant's dad, came and told him, he said, rather you make one shot or 1 point or 60 points, I still love you. You still my son. Nico, what it do, man? You still my son. See, Kobe Bryant knew, first off, he just had to hear that. That was a spark of motivation in him that gave him confidence to start building a habit. So over the years, over the summer leagues, he started improving on one thing. His potential was already in him because first his dad played NBA. His dad played NBA, played in the pros. And so he had the potential, but for him to see the potential, he had to get out there and start playing. He had to be horrible at it. And he had to get a spark of motivation that from someone that he was close with to say, hey, son, I see your potential. Hey, you got potential. Now you're going to have to find your potential. Now you got to do some extra work. Now you got to do some extra, put some extra effort in your potential. Now you got to actually do it. Because when you actually do something, you get better over time. And so that's the last point I want to hit on, that you have to be willing to do the work. Be willing to do the work. Be willing. There we go. Be willing to do the work. See, oftentimes, your potential and to get ahead in life, we have to understand that it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work, and many times, people don't want to put that work in. Your potential only improves when you do it more often. When you do it more often, you recognize what you are doing for yourself. When you discover your potential not only gets better, but you get more confident. And see, the reason why that's so important, when Kobe got to the pros, it was in 1998 or 1999, the playoffs he was playing, that he played in. He shot 5 air balls. And it goes back to the summer he was already bad at. How do you get better with the potential that you have when the potential that you have is in you? How do you make it better over time? See, Kobe knew he had to work when he was a kid. He had to strengthen his weaknesses and break a bad habit into a good habit and turn a good habit into a consistent effort. You can only get great at something that you constantly do, that you consistently try, that you consistently put effort in. The reason why Kobe Bryant is my favorite player, because he put effort into himself. He put effort into his potential. And he made a difference. And he made impact. See, everyone around the world, I watched this video with Team USA, because right now Team USA or Olympic Games is going on. And they showed a video that was like, man, when Team USA went to China, All the fans that was there for Kobe. That was there for Kobe. Forget about else. That was there for Kobe. And so it just really made me think, like, how did he have this type of impact on people that's not even in the United States? How? Because Kobe saw his potential. Because Kobe understood his potential. See, Kobe was comfortable with his potential because he was willing to do the work. See, when you're willing to do the work, you have to be willing to show up when no one is there. When you're willing to do the work, you have to be committed to yourself. When you're willing to do the work, you have to go. You have to do it even when you don't feel like doing it. Days are not going to always feel good. Nights are not going to always be as smooth. They're going to be long, overwhelming, stressful days, nights, months, weeks, years. And the ones that get ahead are the ones that push through to discover their potential, to better their potential, to improve on themselves. Because you only get better from your efforts. Your efforts matters the most when you recognize the type of efforts that you're putting in for yourself. See, when I was working out, I was learning how to be more consistent. And as I'm learning more about how to be more consistent, I have to get used to doing things, doing workouts that will make me better. Not only doing the workout, now I have to do it a correct way. Because when I was playing football, I was working out the correct way because my coaches was there to guide me. My coaches was there to see my potential. And if I got stuck, if I got confused, if I got lost, I was able to go to them for questions. See, oftentimes, your potential has to get displayed and brought out from others that's around you because the people that's around you see something in you that you do not understand. They see something in you that you don't even understand. See, when the guy that held that conference, when he told me, he asked me, he said, "Man, you're a really good speaker." He said, "Well, how long you been doing it?" I said, "Man," excuse me. I said, "Man, I appreciate it, but I just be making videos at home by myself. I just be, you know, hitting record button and talking to myself." He said, "Man, you're really good at it, though." I said, "I appreciate it, but okay." At the time, I didn't know what to do with that compliment. I didn't know when someone see my potential, when someone see the habit that I built, when someone see the practice that I've been doing, how to handle it and respond to that. It's the people that surround us that mention our potential. It's the people that surround us that compliment our work. It's the people that surround us that help us identify what our potential actually is. It's not the fact that you're pleasing the next person. It's not the fact that you're pleasing the next person. It's more so you're pleasing yourself. How do you get better? How do you improve if you don't see the way that you can improve for yourself? And see, getting ahead in life is just saying, like, getting ahead is a process. And in order to go through the groundwork, excuse me, and the work behind the scenes, you have to be committed to it. I remember I was in the Marine Corps boot camp training, and we did this one training where we had to wait until it was dark. You had to wait until it was dark. It was like these big old tunnels. It was like these big old tunnels. It was like a course. Not necessarily a course route, but a route that you have to go through. You have to crawl, you have to run, and then you have to get on your back and move the barbed wire, because if the barbed wire, if you don't move the barbed wire, it can cut you. Like, it was sharp. And then, as we do that, we have to have our rifle. We have to move with our rifle. So not only is it dark, not only is it cold, not only... Was it wet, like, inside the tunnels? We had to do it anyways. We had to do it anyways. And as I went through the tunnel, first off, I tried to not get in that water. I tried to not get in that water because it's already cold outside. It's already cold outside. And if you get wet when it's cold, it's going to take a longer time for you to get dry. So I'm like, yeah, man, I ain't trying to get cold. I ain't trying to get wet. But the drill instructor that was there was like, man, get in the water. Ah, I'ma let them go. Eventually, I ended up getting in the water because they kept messing with me. Furthermore, it taught me a valuable lesson. It taught me a valuable lesson. You have to do the work when the work is so daunting. You have to do the work when the work is so stressful. You have to do the work even when you don't feel like it. Why? Because the work is something that has to be done and focused on. Your potential is something that has to be focused on in order for you to get better in life, in order for you to improve for yourself, in order for you to improve for your craft. See, your craft and your potential is in you, but it's the work that separates the good versus the bad. Because the bad habits are the ones that keep us back, are the ones that keep us down, are the ones that hold us from us growing. See, the good is something. Good habits are the ones that pushes us forward, that encourages us that we're doing the right thing, that encourages us that our thing that we're doing is the right thing. And that's so important to recognize, because you only get better with the correct information. And see, to break a bad habit, first you have to identify it. And once you identify where you would like to go, right? And once you identify where you would like to go, now you learn why. But to break a bad habit, you have to identify, learn why, and be willing to do the work. And to be willing to do the work, you have to know that it takes 21 days to break a habit. 21 days to break a habit. 21 days to break a habit. And by breaking, replacing a habit. So when I started back working out a couple years ago, I had to break the habit of me not working out every day. And in order for me to break a habit of me not working out every day, I had to work out for 21 days to build a habit within my mind, to build a routine within my mind, to build a way of doing things in my mind. So it wasn't the fact that I wasn't great at it. I just had to change what I was doing. To replace a habit, it takes 21 days, because by day 10, it gets to the point where you don't want to do it no more. By day 12, it really gets to the point where, like, I don't feel like doing it. By day 15, you really don't feel like doing it. But by day 21, you understand why you push through it. Life is challenging. Your potential is in you. And until you go through challenges, your challenges... Hold on. I'm going to say that again. Life is challenging. And until you go through... Hold on, what did I say? Life is challenging and your potential is in you. When you go through the challenges, now your potential can be discovered, because now you see and understand why. And that's so important to recognize, because your potential is something that never leaves you. It's just something that gets forgotten about. It's just something that really don't have enough attention on. It takes 21 days to break a habit, because you have to train your body, have to train your mind to really be in a place, in the position to do something new, to do something different, to do something challenging. See, when I joined the Marine Corps, it was challenging for me to leave my hometown, because it was I'm just from a small town, Little Rock, Arkansas. It was challenging for me to leave, because I didn't know what to expect. It was challenging me to do the different challenges in the Marine Corps, because I didn't know what to expect. I just literally thought about one. I just thought about a memory. So when I was in the Marine Corps, the boot camp training, we had to climb like a tower per se. And we had to climb it and go back down it. I don't think that makes sense. We had to climb the high thing that we went to and then climb down on the other side. That was challenging. I didn't even know I was afraid of heights, but I was like, this is far. This is really far. So I'm taking my time. I'm taking my time. Going through the Marine Corps boot camp, it builds your confidence because you face the uncertainty a lot. In life, you have to put yourself through different challenges that will force you to face different uncertainties a lot. Your potential only gets discovered when you are uncomfortable. Your potential only gets discovered when you put yourself out there. Your potential only gets discovered when you put effort into yourself. When you are willing to do the work, because the work is something that has to be done. There's no better success. There's no better journey. There's no better path than the path that you are on that will help you not only be great, but it'll help you be better because you're able to break bad habits and build new ones to replace them. You see, that's so important. That's so inspiring. That's so special. Because what you go through, it's the greatest lesson because it discovers your potential. It shows that you have more potential than you think. It represents that if you're willing to do the work, you can get results that can help you over time. See, I want to show the definition of potential again, because for those of you that's just joining, we got to really just see the meaning behind it, right? So potential is having or showing the capacity to become or develop into something in the future. Not for the present, not for tomorrow, the future. The future. Why does that matter? Why is it important? It's important because it shows that we have potential. It shows the potential that we have is something that's always in us. And the day we figure out for ourselves what the something is, this is when we grow into something more. This is when we develop more than we think, because now we're on the right path. Now the path that we are on is no longer a bad habit, because now we're replacing it with a good habit. It takes 21 days to break a habit, and how you know you broke the habit is because you're doing it without even thinking about it. You're doing what you broke and replaced without even thinking and having second thoughts about it. Because you built your body up to it. You built your mental up to it. You built your belief that you can do it. When others see your potential, that's a key to identify the potential that you have for yourself. So your potential by getting ahead, you have to identify where you are going. You have to identify where you would like to go in order to get ahead, you have to identify where you are at. And once you identify where you are at, you have to understand why you're there. Why your potential is not being shown. Why it's not being shined upon. And then once you understand why, you have to be willing to do the work. It's not going to come easy. It will come from work. And Kobe Bryant is the greatest basketball player, in my opinion, because he was willing to do the work. And remember, it takes 21 days to build a habit, but it takes a lifetime to remain. Hello. And remember, it takes 21 days to build a habit, but it takes a lifetime to get better over time. So if you enjoyed this and you really got value from this, for someone that's looking to get ahead, for someone that asks, so how do you get ahead in life? Send this live to them and say, hey, I think this live will help and serve you a lot better, because it's about getting ahead and how you can get ahead for yourself and how you can discover your potential for yourself. I feel like this video will be great. Send this video to them. Share this with the first person you just thought about. And leave in the comments your biggest takeaway of getting ahead and how you're going to start applying it yourself. Make sure you subscribe. I appreciate y'all, and I'll see y'all later on.